Bodies, rubble lined the streets of Bucha following Russian retreat. News by David L. Stern, Meg Kelly, and Claire Parker. Video posted to social media on Saturday and verified by the Washington Post showed at least 9 people, including one child, lying in the street of a residential area in the town of Bucha, north of Kyiv, after Russian forces retreated. They appear to be dead. One, still atop a bicycle, lies at the corner of an intersection. He is tilted as though he was about to make a right-hand turn. Others are huddled together on the side of the road. As the driver weaves between bodies, burned out cars and fallen trees, a narrator says, "If you say that Russian soldiers are people," and then adds, "simply for general understanding of what happened here." Additional video posted to social media Saturday shows 2 men driving through the city. They pass abandoned cars, some of which appear to have been stripped for parts. Debris, tires, and old anti-tank blockades crowd the roads. At one point, as they round a corner, 2 severely damaged black cars are visible. The word "stop" is painted on both in English in big, bold white lettering. Russian forces withdrew from Bucha, a town of 37,000 northwest of Kyiv, and other suburbs of the capital in recent days, leaving a trail of destruction. Russian troops fought for control of Bucha starting on February 27, 3 days after the invasion began, and relentless shelling trapped residents in homes and shelters without electricity or gas, according to Human Rights Watch. The fighting took out the city's water tower a week later. Human Rights Watch interviewed residents who described Russian soldiers looting houses and recounted hearing reports of civilians being shot while attempting to get water. One woman said Russian soldiers had threatened to shoot her if she tried to retrieve her husband's body. Journalists on the ground in Bucha on Saturday recounted seeing bodies strewn across streets. The bodies of at least 20 men in civilian clothes were lying on a single street, and one had his hands tied, agents France Presse journalists reported. The cause of death was not immediately apparent, AFP said, though one body appeared to have a large head wound. Reporters from the Associated Press counted 6 bodies of civilians along a street and in the front yard of a house. AFP described the bodies as displaying indications, including waxy skin and dark nails, that the people had been dead for several days at least. Bucha's mayor, Anatoly Fedoruk, told a post by phone that around 270 local residents had been buried in 2 mass graves. He also said that about 40 people were lying in the streets, but that it was difficult to get a count. Some of the bodies had their hands bound or were shot in the back of the head, he said. Fedoruk said the bodies would not be touched until security services determined that they are not rigged with explosive devices. "Until the special services give us an answer to the question of whether we can safely bury them according to Christian custom, we can't handle the bodies," he said. Ukrainian authorities have accused Russian forces of mining bodies and civilian buildings as they retreated from Bucha and other suburbs of Kyiv. In a video address to Ukrainians early Saturday, Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky said Russia was mining the whole territory. "They are mining homes, mining equipment, even the bodies of people who were killed," he said. The Post could not verify those claims. Asked whether the bodies found around Bucha included Russian soldiers, Fedoruk said that hundreds of Russian soldiers were sleeping eternally in the region and that Ukrainian authorities would contact the soldiers' families and close contacts to inform them of their deaths.